Yesterday, we heard from Baltimore residents concerned about the number of liquor establishments in their neighborhoods. Today, WIPR's Dominique Maria Benessi looks at what effects reducing the number of liquor establishments could have on businesses and communities in this installment of Closing Time, Baltimore's battle with liquor licenses.
Shekar Karki has owned Waverly Tavern, a bar and liquor store in North Baltimore, for 4 years.
It's a good business. That's what I thought before starting. Yeah. So.
Since he bought the place, he's invested about $200,000 to renovate the tavern and boost security. In July, Karki bought out his partners and became the sole owner. But for the past year and a half, he says he's had some problems.
Sometimes, like, there are occasionally sometimes, like, we have faced the crowding issue, which we have been consistently working to solve on those issues.
But it's more than crowding. There have been incidences of customers loitering outside with open bottles of liquor in violation of state law. Police officers told a liquor board hearing in April of repeated 911 calls to the place and making arrests. So far this year, police have been called to the tavern's address on Old York Road 133 times, mostly for disorderly persons, according to police records.
And sometimes, like, there have been issues when we call the police. They do not show up until like 35, 40 minutes.
The Waverly Improvement Association tried for years to get the liquor board to revoke Karki's license without success. The board renewed the liquor store license after the April hearing despite complaints from neighborhood residents and police testimony, because the police testimony had never gotten from the police department to the liquor board. The board had no record in its files of the problems. The board has scheduled another hearing on Karki's license today because of reports of 6 violations that brought police to the tavern since the April hearing, costing taxpayers $600,000, according to police. But the Waverly community's problems with what used to be a friendly neighborhood bar are reflected throughout the city, where community groups complain regularly there are too many bars and liquor stores in Baltimore, fueling crime and other problems. Baltimore City Liquor Board standards allow 1 liquor license per 1,000 residents, but Baltimore has 1,221 total liquor licenses, which is twice the standard. City officials say they hope to change that with new zoning laws to strictly limit the number of taverns and liquor stores in residential areas. Mayor Kathleen Pugh says there's more to it than just zoning.
So we have 3 times the liquor stores of a city of our size. We think there are too many liquor stores here, but the issue is not just about liquor stores in our city. The issue is about crime and controlling crime in neighborhoods and communities.
According to the Center for Disease Control nationwide, 47% of homicides involve alcohol use. David Jernigan, a longtime resident of Baltimore and professor of health law and policy management at Boston University, says crimes like aggravated assault, homicide, rape, and robbery can often be attributed to alcohol consumption.
Here in Baltimore City, we have a huge homicide problem, and yet alcohol is almost never in the conversation about what's driving our homicide epidemic.
In 2016, Jernigan's research commissioned by Behavioral Health Systems Baltimore found that crimes attributed to alcohol use cost the city $15 million in work productivity and criminal justice costs. Jernigan says the city could do more than use zoning laws to ease the problem.
There's a way to do this that is both community and business friendly.
Meanwhile, Karki and other bar owners are scratching their heads about what the new zoning code could mean for the future of their businesses.
Our investment and the time that I have put on this place, like, how am I going to make my livelihood after that?
Karki says he's trying to make his business safer for the customers and his neighbors. He says he's cleaned up trash outside and encouraged customers to drink at home, not in front of his store, to reduce loitering.
What I believe is, like, if the business thrives, then it can bring employment and it can bring opportunity, and also we have been the taxpayer of the city, so I hope they will understand that.
Karki says he's made all these changes in good faith and now he'd like some help from the city to make more changes.
We have been working from our side to keep the community safe, but at the same time, like, we also should be getting some help.
And he says he'd like to see police patrolling the area more often, increase communication with the local community association, which he's become a member of, and another option for taverns located in residential areas that are at risk of being shut down by new regulations. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.